Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Not too far away from heading down into the Geelong rooms. Josh Jenkins is going to join us after playing his first game in the navy blue and white hoops. And of course, Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes. $400,000 to $1 million. Tom King, Ben Casimilia and Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. And now we head up to the Gabba, where we're lucky enough to be joined by a man who played his first game in the hoops. And he joins us on K-Rock for the first time since becoming a Cat almost 12 months ago for Geelong Marine World. Josh Jenkins joining us. Josh, Tom King, Ben Casimilia, Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations. Nice way to start your time at the Cats.
Yeah, for sure. If every game I play for the Cats is like that, it'll be an enjoyable time.
Talk to us about when you got the message that you would play. Of course, quick turnaround with the teams. It was announced at 20 past 6 last night. You're part of the emergency group. When did you find out you would play?
I wasn't 100% certain until a bit of a surprise jumper presentation was sprung on me. So when we arrived at the ground, Scotty sort of said I was 90%. So I wasn't sure whether 90% meant put the boots on or not, or wait it out. So it was an interesting time. And I just had to, basically from yesterday, just act as if I was playing and prepare to play. And it's much easier to get the tap on the shoulder and say, don't worry about it, than it is to be underprepared and have to throw yourself into the fire.
You played most of your career in the forward line, but the ruck's not foreign to you, but you did plenty of work today. Was it a good blowout in that regard?
Yeah, for sure. It's been over a year since I played an AFL game, so just with the way the season has fallen, so it's been a long time, and you have a few doubts. There's no doubt I was a little bit of hope that I could still play. So it was a great way to great initiation back into the game to chase the footy around and try and compete in the ruck and get after it in that sense. So it was a really enjoyable day.
Josh, what did Patrick Dangerfield say at the jumper presentation?
That's a good question.
Can you remember one word of it?
There's a bit of dribble and few bits and pieces. I actually did say it was good to have friends in high places, because everyone only thinks I'm here because Pat and I are friends. So he pulled another rein and got me a game today. So it's a great thrill to be able to play with him again. He's obviously the one guy I have played with before. So it's a little bit ironic on that front.
I know this is a very different season and you've been locked in the old Hubba Bubba, but what have you found about, you know, being with this group so closely now? Obviously, you're a newcomer to the group. What's something that's maybe surprised you about the Geelong Footy Club?
Oh, I just really admire the professionalism and the understanding of a process which has stood the test of time for them. And I think ordinary clubs can really turn one loss into two losses by really harping on the negatives and the things that they didn't do well. But this club really, you know, not that there's been a heap of losses this year, but they never turn one loss into two and really, you know, get too down or get too high. It's a really stable environment and everyone really understands their role within that. And I think everyone's, you know, at our club is quite grateful this year of all seasons to be able to play in pretty unique circumstances. But I think across the board, everyone's very grateful to be able to play and to have a job, to be honest.
For Geelong Marine World, get on the water with Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Speaking with Josh Jenkins, here's Mark Neild.
Josh, congratulations on your first game for the Cats and also the way that you went through it. Hey, mate, you said at times you had some doubts, and it is, you've also told us, a unique situation being in the hub. What have you done to actually keep your spirits up to think, right, can I get into this team? And when I get in, how do I hold my spot? It's been a while and you've been locked up in a hub.
Yeah, it has been a while, but I've just continued to focus on the small wins. It really, you know, I still remember the physios when I complained of a sore back way back in Geelong when we just came back from the COVID break. So I've done a full pre-season and barely missed a session, and then done all the, you know, the 10 weeks or whatever it was where we had a break again. So I trained a lot and then complained of a sore back, and the physio said, oh, you know, it'll be 3 days, and it was closer to 3 months. So that was hard to tolerate, but I just continued to just sort of focus on the small wins. It took me a while to get back running, and then being able to get back into training, and then we had our families come along. So I've just continued to set small goals, and I guess this was not the last of them, but sort of the major one that I wanted to tick off. And I've always been a believer that if I never play another game for the Cats, you can never take this one from me. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Who did you get the chance to play with today outside of Patrick Dangerfield that you really looked forward to playing with when you got to the Cats and thought, gee, I like the way this bloke goes about it. I really want to see what he does on the field and be up close to that, Josh?
Oh, big Tommy. Tommy Hawkins is probably the major or the main one I've really enjoyed training with. And I guess often, at different stages of our career, we've probably played similar roles, so we've probably got a really good understanding of movement patterns and where you want the ball kicked and those sorts of things. So, it's been great to train with him in small groups and do work with the forward group. But to play with him was fantastic, and his form at the moment is just incredible. It's he's easily the most dominant tall forward in the game, and it's a pleasure to play with him.
Do you go back to Reece Stanley tonight in the hub and say, look, mate, probably you need another one and just give me another chance on Friday night, big one against the Tigers, Friday night, whole country watching?
Yeah, I'll give him a knee in the groin or the quad or the whatever it was, the buttock or whatever he had a bit of an issue with. But, he's an important player for us, and, he's our best centre-bounce ruckman and has been playing that role of getting forward and hitting the scoreboard as well. So I think the beauty is, I'm old enough to understand that the 22 that played today or last week or next week probably won't be the 22 that play if we go deep into the finals. So, I've been able to stay up and stay ready for this long. So why not do it for another few weeks?
Absolutely. You love the Chariots, the old harness, but you love US sports as well. Did that make it tougher to cope with the lockdown, knowing that you couldn't even watch any of your favourite stuff from over in the States?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a task, but I guess we always had to just look at the lighter side or the better side of life, that we have been up here and enjoying a bit of freedom anyway. So, it's good that all those things are back in action. We've got the NFL back this Friday coming, so hopefully those boys in America can behave themselves and the league continues on.
Who do you follow in the NFL, Josh?
Oh, I just watch all the. I don't really have a team. I just a very avid follower of the league as a whole. Got plenty of favourite players and play a bit of fantasy football as most of us do. So don't really have a favourite team, but I will be pulling for the Buccaneers and Tom Brady this year.
Okay, we need to wrap it up then.
Now, Josh, you need to know, and you hopefully will join us on K-Rock occasionally, Benny's a massive Cincinnati Bengals fan, and Joe Burrow has just, that's what's kept Benny's hopes alive throughout season, or COVID 2020, knowing that at some stage Joe Burrow is going to be calling the shots for the offensive end of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. I went to the Bengals, went to Cincinnati last off-season and watched them play. I think they were 0-12 when I was there. And I am actually a massive LSU fan, so Joe Burrow's school. So I'll be following the Bengals very closely, hoping that Joe does well.
Now we're talking, Josh. This is sounding better now. You lost me there at the Bucks, but have you had a little nibble on the line, Tamers, or have you got a stable you follow?
Oh, not really. I've got a few of my own, and just follow those and try and tell the wife that it's all quiet on that front. So it's just a very very enjoyable pastime at night once the little one goes down and watch a few go around.
I think there's a lion tamer at the moment that's going around that's arguably the best athlete in Australia. I'm trying to think of its name. You will be able to help me
probably
out. It's
probably Ride High, is it?
That's it, Ride High. It is a superstar.
Yeah, it is. It hasn't tackled the elite horses just yet. So I've got a little query on him. He's very fast, but whether he can, and whether he's a bit like myself, he can run quick for a short period of time, but whether he can run for a long distance is yet to be seen.
So what happens, Josh, when they pull the deafeners on you?
There's not much there. If you get to the deafness, you're almost at the bottom of the tank.
Pull the plug. Someone might yell at pull the plugs on you. It's just a bit of a sledge during the game.
Yeah, as long as you don't pull the whip out, I'm happy.
Josh, last one before I let you go. First Father's Day or second Father's Day?
Second for me, yes.
Any treats coming your way? You got the family in the hub?
Yeah, I have. I've got Hannah and little Lottie. They're 2-year-old with us in the hub. I actually requested it. I am going to undertake a barista course when I get back to Victoria. I'm sick of spending so much money on coffees, so I'm going to try and learn how to make them myself. So that was what I got this morning.
Oh, fantastic. Josh, we have to let you go. We really appreciate your time. Good to talk to you for the first time, and great to see you get a chance in the navy blue and white hoops as opposed to those other hoops that we don't talk about in this neck of the woods. Well done on your performance today, and well, we look forward to seeing you Friday night, but I suppose selection may have a little bit to do with that, but either way, well done today. Good job.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Josh Jenkins joining us. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Great to have a chat with him. Of course, cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.